sure you're aware that the media and the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, and many other professional groups, psychologists, psychiatrists, have attempted in the last 15 to 20 years to convince us that all corporal punishment under every circumstance is harmful to kids. You've heard those words. Mm-hmm. And yet we find something different in the scriptures. So where's the disconnect? It comes at this point, and I really feel strongly about this. There is not one, capital O-N-E, there is not one single credible piece of research that has ever been produced and reported in the journals that says spanking is harmful to kids if you look at the data. The reason for the confusion is that they don't separate out harshness and oppressiveness and meanness and rejection and a lack of love from those that are disciplining in the way you're talking about, where it is a function of love and it's done within restrained limits. They throw all of them together and say it is spanking that makes the difference. The truth of the matter is it's not spanking that makes the difference. It is approach and manner and love. And so all of those studies that are out there that claim spanking is harmful are simply off the wall. If you look at the methodology, you find that one basic flaw that's there. And I want to say to parents who are out there, you're not going to harm your children if you spank your children in love and with restraint and not in anger and not trying to hurt a child or wound him or reject him, but simply to say, this is not the way we do things here. And if you insist on breaking the rules, there are consequences. There are in life. There are consequences for me. When I disobey God and there are consequences to you, now you're going to have to choose. I mean, that's as clear to me as night and day, and apparently it is to you.
That's why I can say, without being afraid, when I say spanking is a gift of God, because I know in our home it is, because it brings a point of peace to their heart, peace to our home. They know there's no question it's out of love. I don't spank in anger. As a matter of fact, we have a policy in our home that if I'm frustrated and the child is frustrated, which is often the case in the middle of some kind of conflict, they have a place they go and they calm down. And I have a place to go and I calm down. So not only so that I don't correct in anger, but because once they calm down, they are much more willing to receive what I have to say. And we're not fighting at that point. I can actually guide them and train them at that point. There really isn't as much defiance or willful defiance as much as when they were younger and they were testing the ground. They've tested the ground and they see that it doesn't move very much. So we don't have to spank as often.